Now a look at how those perceived improvements in Iraq are affecting the presidential race in this country. We've heard for months, years even, that the war will overshadow everything else in this election. Polls now say that is not so much the case. Peter Beinart, a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, wrote a column on Iraq and the campaign for The Washington Post. Peter Beinart, your premise, you say Iraq is fading as a political issue. In fact, you call it the biggest non-story of the campaign. How do you measure something like that?
Well, there have been some polls that just simply ask people over time what their biggest issue is. I think one by the Washington Post was done nationally over time, which showed a 6 or 8 point decline in the salience of the Iraq issue. And then there was a really striking one done by WMUR in New Hampshire, which showed that amongst Democrats and Republicans in that critical early primary state, there's been double-digit drops.
So normally we think of stories making campaigns. That is, a big issue will make a campaign. You say now Iraq as a non-story is really a big issue and is remaking the campaign. Explain that.
I think it's because several candidates had oriented their messages around the Iraq issue on the Republican side. So I think Rudy Giuliani arguing that he was the toughest on terrorism, and Mitt Romney arguing that he could bring competence to a war on terror that was being badly managed. And on the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton, whose strength and experience argument I think very much meshed with this sense that we faced a very dangerous world, particularly in Iraq. I think in some ways all of those candidates' messages have been slightly undermined by the fact that their premise, which was that Iraq would be at the front of people's consciousness, is not as true as it was a few months ago.
And you actually say this campaign is now reminding you of the 1990s in a way that I hadn't thought about before I read your piece.
It's not completely back to the 1990s when foreign policy was virtually irrelevant. But what you are seeing is that domestic issues are playing a bigger role than I think we would have expected. Obviously, something like health care on the Democratic side, illegal immigration is playing an enormous issue on the Republican side. And questions of personality and character, which were very central to the political campaigns and debates of the 1990s, but I think faded after 9/11 because there was a sense that we didn't have time for those kind of questions, I think have resurfaced a bit.
And so that you find the rise of Mike Huckabee and maybe the resurgence of Barack Obama based in that kind of thinking.
Yes. There are obviously other reasons to explain why both of those candidates are doing better. But I think certainly with Huckabee, this guy has virtually no national security profile whatsoever. And I think he's rising because he's the truest social conservative in the race. You know, remember, many people were saying earlier this year when Giuliani was doing better, well, maybe Christian conservatives don't care as much about abortion and gay marriage because they're more focused on the war on terror. I think that's less true than it may have been earlier in the year. And Huckabee's personality, just the fact that he seems like such a likable guy, I think has become more salient as people have the luxury, in a sense, of focusing on that because they no longer feel the world is quite as frightening.
Peter Beinart, he's a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. He writes a monthly column for The Washington Post. Peter, thank you.
My pleasure.